want to talk now, though, about a winch paramedic who's been recognised for his role in rescuing 14 fishing crew in Dingle last year. Bristow Ireland winch paramedic James O'Neill received the Billy Deacon SAR Memorial Trophy for his role in the rescue in hugely challenging weather conditions. This is last December. He was involved in the rescue of 14 crew members from the 28-metre French fishing vessel Fastnet, which suffered engine failure and was driven ashore at the base of cliffs close to Dingle Harbour. We have all known the stories from the clean-up operation, which took several months. But Jim O'Neill is with me on the line. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. You're originally from Strabane, now living in Quinn in County Clare. So the first thing I'll do is I'll apologise for knocking Tyrone out of the All-Ireland Championship on our behalf.
That's very good of you.
Very well, kind to bring that up. I know. Listen, whatever about Croke Park, take me back to December. Take me back to that day and what happened, how it happened. You got the call out.
So from our point of view then, as you were saying, I'm a winchman, paramedic and winch operator and trainer with Bristow Ireland, who supply the helicopter service for the Coast Guard. But on the 14th of December, we were basically tasked by Valencia radio station there that coordinate, do a great job, they coordinate the rescues all throughout the sector. They contacted us to tell us that there was a vessel in difficulty at Bin Bon at the mouth of Dingle Harbour there. We know on the way then, we knew that the weather conditions were fairly challenging. The Valencia lifeboat guys were on scene and they were hoping to get a tow line on board. But due to the nature of the conditions on scene, it wasn't really safe for them to do that. And very wisely, they decided against it. Also, then the Dingle Coast Guard unit were deployed. They were at the top of the cliff monitoring the situation. So we knew on the way down there it was going to be fairly serious anyway, because there was 14 fishermen on board and there was even doubts to begin with that we're even going to be able to get on scene because the weather was so bad, the visibility was poor in the area. There was quite a rolling swell coming into Dingle Harbour and there was strong winds. There was about 40 knot winds. So, but when we arrived on scene, we did get as far as when we got to the trawler, we knew this was going to be serious, you know, because the trawler was getting hit by waves on one side and smashed off the rocks on the other. So that's basically what we were presented with on the day. So anyway, basically that, we had this. Sorry, you're going ahead.
No, I was going to say that those are the conditions you were in. You were even worried if you could travel. You managed to make it there and you saw what was happening. Time is of the essence. Really, it always is, I know, in rescues, but particularly here, what was happening. It was a hugely dynamic situation, both for ye battling the conditions and for the crewmen on board a ship that was being pushed in by the swell.
Well, the whole thing was very dynamic, and it was that we could see that the whole thing was also deteriorating fairly fast, you know. But we made the decision more or less straight away. We would go for the attempt to rescue using the hoist. Now, I knew at the time this is going to be a big job and this is going to be a high-risk job. So I was winched onto the deck and straight away I could tell they were in difficulty. We were getting hit by fairly big rolling waves coming in on one side. And then when the waves hit the trawler, it would smash off the rocks on the other side, which would send a huge shockwave through it. There was diesel all over the place. And I could feel the vessel breaking up under my feet, you know. Now, the fishermen initially were nowhere to be seen. They were inside the wheelhouse, which was another indication of where they were at. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I had to make a decision what I was going to do next. So using a device called a highline, a winchman deployable highline, which is a 50-metre rope in a drawstring bag, attach one end of it onto the hoist hook or winch hook, and then the other end I maintained from the deck. And what I'd done was, I had to coax the fishermen out of the wheelhouse, got them out to come forward two at a time, and then I sent them up in lifting straps, which is a type of strap goes under their arm, and sent them up two at a time, you know.
You had to convince them, listen, this is the best option. I know this looks dangerous, but you need to go now.
Well, I explained to them in no uncertain terms that if they stayed on this boat, there's a fair chance they're going to die, and they needed to get off. And, of course, I had to explain that every single time I sent two of them up, because some of them were more compliant than others. And you know what? Yeah. This is a very stressful set of circumstances for them.
Yeah,
and I totally get that.
So hugely stressful and hugely, you're dealing with different personalities. Some people able to deal with it better, others frozen in fear, all those sort of things going on.
Exactly. And then the other problem I had was the sea conditions were so bad that I decided to bring them forward two at a time because I could control the situation better, because what I didn't want was a load of people in the deck who could easily end up in the sea, because there was a high risk in this vessel that either them or me was going overboard. So if I had to, if I had two of them at a time, that way that would be easier to control. So what I've done was I bring them forward too. I'm sure you've seen the pictures of the vessel, but there's an actual winch on the deck of a fishing trawler with a steel cable on it. And basically that steel cable runs to the anchor chain. So what I would do is when I bring them forward, I'd get them to hold on at that where the anchor winch was, because there was somewhere for them to hold on to. And then what I would have to do in order so that I could stay on my feet was I'd hook my arm around the cable from the anchor winch, and I would use my other two hands then to stabilise this highline rope, which, as in send them up two at a time to the aircraft.
Yeah. And so this all took very dynamic. This all took about 50 minutes from start to finish. Was that correct, like with the winching operation side of it?
It did, yeah. And I could tell you every minute of that 50 minutes, do you know what I mean? The whole thing was extremely, extremely unpredictable. And then when I'd send them up to the aircraft, Eamon O'Brien, who actually is also from Quinn, he was the winch operator on the day. He'd done a fantastic job at getting them in the door of the aircraft two at a time. And then the captain, the two pilots, Rob Goodbody and Parik Slattery, Rob was on the right-hand side of the aircraft. So when a roller would come in and hit the side of the vessel, Rob would tell me as the wave was coming so I could brace myself, do you know what I mean, to expect
it. Yeah. It was a team operation to keep everyone on their feet, everyone steady, let you know what way the boat is going to tilt and hit it so you have some chance of trying to compensate for that violent movement when it happened.
Well, I knew, you see, if I fell hard against the deck, I would have broke something of myself now. Or if I ended up going overboard, well, the whole rescue would be down the tubes. Do you know what I mean? Whatever about me, the whole thing. And there was a lot at stake. And I have to say, another group that played a blinder on the day was the Dingle Coast Guard unit, because they, on the way to the rescue, the captain, Rob Goodbody, suggested to get the Dingle unit to set up a landing site at the top of the cliff. So they were able to get resources in there. And they basically were able to get HSE paramedics, and I think Dingle Fire Service were there too. So what we do is we could take them in two lifts. So we dropped off eight initially, and I stayed on the boat throughout. And that way they could be medically assessed. It gave us a few minutes to reset and then basically come back in and lift at the six. And once we had the 14 lifted then, well, I was now standing on the deck on my own. And that gave me a moment of contemplation.
I can imagine. Incredible. How physically and mentally exhausting was the whole thing? Obviously adrenaline was going in there, but at the same time, I can only imagine the physical demands on you from an operation like that.
Well, it was extremely demanding, and you know, you also need a little bit of luck involved, but you just have to try and lean into your training. I mean, I've been doing helicopter rescue now for over 28 years, and I had never faced anything as bad as this, because everything was coming at me at once, you know. But I just had to put the head down, get stuck in, keep going till I get through it.
Yeah. But every ounce of your training, every ounce of your experience, Jim, went into it, I'd say.
Well, I'd say it did for the four of us, really, you know. It was very physically and mentally demanding, but I just had to, I was not coming off that boat without those 14 guys, as far as I was concerned, and I just knew that. Yeah. If I lean into this now, hopefully I'll get through it, you know. Thankfully we managed. And it was a strange moment now when I was left. I was on the deck on my own at the end, because I was able to catch my breath and have a quick look around, and I could see that the weather had deteriorated significantly from when we'd arrived. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was a big relief to get winched off at the end.
Yeah, so, I can only imagine. Well, listen,
A whole operation kicked in then from the Dingle Coast Guard unit, because then they had to get the resources then to actually, you know, assist and deal with the 14 fishermen. So they done a tremendous job. They were there for several hours after us.
Yeah, they did a brilliant job. Everyone involved that day, working together, as you've described it so well. Jim, and congratulations on the award. It is well deserved. Much. for you, and I know you've talked about everyone else involved as well. Brilliant stuff, and I know the families of the 14 crew are absolutely delighted and very thankful for your work as well. And look, thank you for telling the story and for your job as well, and the brilliant job you did to avoid tragedy on that day. Thanks a million, Jim, and thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thank you. Listen, take care.
Brilliant stuff. Jim O'Neill there with us on the line from that crew that rescued and winched the 14 crew who were sheltering in the wheelhouse, fearing for their lives, saving their lives in incredibly difficult positions, conditions last December, December 14th in Dingle Harbour. Just an amazing job done by everyone involved, and Jim telling it so well there. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme this morning.